Harlequin Audio is proud to bring you Pretty Face by Lucy Parker, performed by Morag Sims. Chapter 1. Excerpt from London Celebrity. Final curtain call for London's golden couple. 2 months after she called time on her relationship with director Luke Savage, Margot Roy has eloped with Italian tenor Alberto Ferretti. No details have been released as to where the happy event took place, but the couple are believed to be honeymooning in Capri. Meanwhile, it's rumoured that everyone's least favourite TV flapper, Knightsbridge star Lily Lamprey, is considering swapping cocktail, sequins and seduction for a role in Savage's opening run at the Queen Anne Theatre. His usual lineup draws heavily on veterans of the Royal Shakespeare Company, so it would be a shot-in-the-dark casting. But Lamprey obviously has hidden depths, or perhaps talents of a more obvious variety. At the time of their split, both Roy and Savage claim no third-party involvement. We'll take their word for it. It was the last straw when she seduced the vicar. In the space of 9 painful minutes, the asthmatic blonde had stolen a cheap reproduction of a Gainsborough, mistakenly spiked a martini with arsenic instead of a sedative, and accidentally ploughed a Hispano-Suiza into a cabinet minister. In between acts of homicidal lunacy, she fluttered improbably black eyelashes and danced an enthusiastic Charleston. Luke wasn't surprised she was continually short of breath. He was pretty bloody speechless himself. He froze the clip on an artistic shot of a suspender belt catapulting towards a crumpled, abandoned cassock, and didn't waste words. No fucking way. His stage manager tore his gaze from the screen with obvious disappointment. Not exactly what I was expecting, David Benton admitted. Knightsbridge seems to pull a decent cast, in general. My wife's obsessed with the show, never misses an episode. He wiggled his eyebrows. Might do my husbandly duty and keep her company on the couch now. I've obviously been missing out. With a return to seriousness, he added, although, as much as I appreciate the young lady's dexterity with feathers, I really don't think... No, neither did Luke. And nor would any paying punter with functional ears and a brain working somewhere above the trouser line. It had taken 2 months and an extortionate increase in salary to coax Amelia Lee away from the casting department of the Majestic and onto his own staff. If Lou could realise she was in the midst of some sort of psychiatric episode, he would have added a few weeks' holiday to the incentive package. Seeing his expression, Amelia put down her coffee mug. I'm assuming you haven't actually watched the audition reel I forwarded. 3 days ago. She looked dismissively at the large screen where he'd cut short the debauchery of the dog collar. Obviously you can't make a judgment on the basis of that performance. The script is pants, and that character is a generic two-dimensional male fantasy. Batch your lasses, girls, hitch up your skirts, get your tits out and the ratings up. Meryl Streep would be stuck paddling in the shallows, given that material to work with. Luke glanced down at the headshot he held. In static black and white, the blonde's face was cast into clever shadows that carved out a few interesting hollows and angles, rescuing the end result from vacuous beauty. Her eyes were dark, and this time appeared to contain at least one thought. He turned it over, looking for the photographer's credit. He or she might be worth cultivating, if they could coax that from what he'd seen on the screen. Then he tossed the image onto a growing pile of unsatisfactory faces. I believe the whole point of... He checked her resume without much interest. Lily Lamprey's inclusion as a possible... was her role on Knightsbridge. What was your helpful contribution, Eric? He didn't wait for a reply from his marketing manager, who had reached out to rescue Lily from the slush pile and was staring fatuously at her photograph. Hottest show on TV. She might attract the younger demographic. He flicked the headshot out of Eric's hand. I see we can add the middle-aged, overworked and easily impressed to the list. Says the man who keeps clutching her photo. Amelia grinned at him. He'd known her for 15 years and he could see the jibe coming before it left her mouth. He might be middle-aged and overworked, but I'd never have called you easily impressed.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?